This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Michael Payne on FUBAR Radio.
Why am I still up? Do I want to go out again? Should I redo my makeup? Take some more money out to spend? He hits me up like heartbreaker. Do you want to go out as friends? No. Hit him back like the game's up. You can't score like a number 10.
For anybody, you better get ready for me.
Cause it's like that.
I don't wanna be just anybody's. Some punk ass depending on me.
Don't like that shit.
Somebody out there for everybody. There's plenty more fish in the sea.
Go find that.
I know you're looking for anybody. I promise you it isn't me.
It's like that.
I'm about to make some breakfast. Spend some bread, show them how I ball. Should have eaten some bread first, just to soak up the alcohol. I've been running on no sleep, and I feel like I'm about to fall. Not in love with the homie that I nicknamed the man of a thousand calls. That I nicknamed the man of a thousand calls. I don't get ready for anybody. You better get ready for me. Be just anybody's. Some punk ass depending on me.
Don't like that shit.
Somebody out there for everybody. There's plenty more fish in the sea.
Go find that.
I know you're looking for anybody. I promise you it isn't me.
It's like that.
I can believe all Alana's lying. Straight talkers leading bananas lives. In the fast lane when I was making hip hop. Now they're up in arms cause I made a pit stop. I can tell I make them so vexed. They're getting ticked off like a fake Rolex. They can say what they say, I'm not at all bothered. I'll turn up later than Jules Holland. Slowed it down to a leisurely pace. And there's one thing I know for sure. If there's such thing as fashionably late, then this brother is haute couture. Living my life like it's my world. Not even a painting can bother me. Yeah, I know you're a Spice Girl, but I'll be there when I wanna be. Zigga zig, I'll be there when I wanna be. Zigga zig, when I wanna be.
I don't get ready for anybody. You better get ready for me.
Cause it's like that.
I don't wanna be just anybody's. Some punk ass depending on me.
Don't like that shit.
Somebody out there for everybody. There's plenty more fish in the sea.
Go find that.
I know you're looking for anybody. I promise you it isn't me.
It's like that.
That's 6 a.m. by Alana Verde, out on Friday, the 8th of June, featuring myself, Michael Payne, who is your host for the next 2 hours. Hold tight, whoever was holding it down for the last 2 hours. What happened over the last 2 hours
before
I came on? Joey Page.
We did a show, Goodbye Cy. Cy Thomas, his former co-host, came in for one last show, which we pre-recorded, and a Bye Cy.
Bye Cy, okay, nice. That was obviously the voice of Sarah DiBunda that you just heard. I do have a very special guest co-host in the house today, in the form of Priye Crooks. For those that don't know, he is the founder, he's a co-founder of your new favourite festival, Strawberries and
Amen.
Cream, about to embark on its fourth year.
Yeah.
Right, this year, 2018 will be its fourth year. I've been there every year.
You have, you know.
I've been there since the beginning.
I'm
a veteran.
You were there the year before it existed, too.
I was surveying the land. I actually surveyed the land for Strawberries and Cream. I cut down all the strawberry bushes for Strawberries and Cream and shooed away all the cows.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But yeah, no, it's a packed show today. Not only have we got Priye joining us as our special guest co-host, we've got Mayhem coming all the way down from Birmingham at 5. But before that, we've got my good friend Joshua Idehen. Yeah, he's coming in to talk to us about his new... Both of them are going to come in and talk to us about their new projects.
They are, yeah.
Wouldn't really much help if they were talking to us about old projects. You know, you're like, I used to be somebody, you know. Priye follows in a long line of very entertaining guest co-hosts that we've had, which include, in order, Louis III, Six Figure, Marcel Somerville from Love Island and Blazing Squad, Laughter, Franco Fraze, The Manor, Shiesty, Roxanne, and The Manor again, covering for me while I was in Barcelona. Yeah.
Yeah,
so they were still Natalie's guest co-hosts.
Yes.
But now we obviously have the fantastic Creed Crooks.
Thank you.
Number 10.
Yeah, I know. Lucky man, number 10.
Yeah, for real. For real. How have you been today?
Good. Stressed. It's 10 days until the festival, so everything's just focused now, making sure there's no hiccups and no mistakes.
Yeah.
But it's good, man. The sun's shining. And, you know, we'll be all right.
It's a massive lineup. We can't avoid talking about the headliner.
Go on.
How the fuck did you do that?
Do you know what? We tried to get... It's T-Pain, by the way. We tried to get him last year. He agreed. We paid the money. He then messaged us in March saying that he double booked and he had a show in Texas.
Oh.
He says he's really sorry, but he'd do it the next year for a little bit less money. So... Oh. We were very lucky this year because we booked the headliner by like October, November time.
Brilliant. So did you like just let him keep the money and then add some on top?
No.
Did you take the money back?
They had to return that quick time.
Give it back now. We'll hold on to it for you.
Exactly.
I
believe what you're saying, but we'll talk about it in October. In the meantime, we got a book. I think we booked Shaggy last year instead of T-Pain.
Yeah, we saw Shaggy.
He smashed it. Yeah, it was really, really good. But excited to have T-Pain back, man. He's got bangers.
Yeah. And have you got some surprises on the lineup this year? I know you've announced some heavy hitters. Have you packed some surprises?
Do you know what? We've got some wicked, wicked surprises. Sick. Rebecca Judd's the main stage host.
Brilliant.
She called me up the other day saying that she wants to bring absolutely everybody, which is a good start. Yep. And then we've got another couple surprises.
Oh, brilliant. So. And she didn't just mean her guest list.
I hope not, because that one was long enough already. So, no, she's got some artists coming
too. Rebecca is going to be an absolute star. So I think you've got in there early getting her to host the festival, because she will be doing the likes of, you know, well, she'll be doing the likes of Strawberries and Cream.
And bigger.
Exactly. No, fuck it. Like, that's going to be the... No, genuinely, I think it's a new day for festivals. Having been to one already this summer, if we can call it that yet.
Which one?
It's summer.
Yeah, it's summer.
Yeah, is it technically summer or is it still
it's
spring?
It's summer as soon as festivals start for me.
June the 1st is summer, isn't it?
No,
officially?
I think it started. I think we'll Google it. I'm sure I did that ask the other day. I think it's May that it does technically start.
Before.
I think it started.
End of May. Okay.
Right, okay. Well, fuck it. Let's say summer started. This is as good as it's going to get. Right. So let's just say summer started. And we had the privilege of going to the Mighty Hoopla on the weekend.
On Sunday.
Yeah, on Sunday to see TLC.
Yeah.
Well, to see many other acts, but TLC. I only really went for TLC, I'm not going to lie.
How was it?
Fuck it. Fuck
it. Swear. That good.
What? Yeah, it was amazing. One of my favourite things is to see, happens in the studio quite a lot, and it's a beautiful thing, is where Michael Payne dances. He gets his dance
on
fully.
Come on.
TLC. Oh my God, I was watching you as much as I was watching them. I had one eye on you, one eye on them. And it was great.
It was so, so good, man.
Yeah.
I grew up on their music.
Yeah,
like, my big sister, who was just the older sibling.
Mm-hmm.
She played the part of brother and sister for me, you know. And she introduced me to rap, but she also introduced me to R&B, which I'll always thank her for, because it's genuinely my favourite genre of music, 100. Hands down. And TLC is just one of my favourite groups, you know.
Did they just shell it? They kill it?
Shellington, bro. It was just all the bangers.
Yeah.
Unpretty,
I'm so
no
jealous,
scrubs.
Man.
Even Red Light Special. Like, who does that?
Yeah.
They did it all. Well, it was a good weekend at Brockwell Park.
Yeah, Mike is emotional.
I know. Seriously.
They had Hoopla there on the Sunday, and then it was Phil Day on the Friday and Saturday. I went down for both of those days. I saw Erykah Badu on the Friday night. She's only half an hour late on stage. It's not bad.
That's all right, you know.
It's not bad, is it? She turned up. and then on the Saturday, I went to see Thundercat.
Yeah.
And what a surprise, she came on stage for him as well. She turned up.
Really?
Yeah. He was incredible. We were talking about this before. You like Thundercat, don't you?
Oh my God, I love him.
Are you into him?
He's got really sort of 80s synthy stuff.
He has a big guitar which he holds up very high, and he was wearing these like silky sort of boxer short style on stage, and then and looking really. But he looks very happy when he plays. He's smiling. He was just so amazing.
Good to see.
Yeah,
people enjoying their set.
3 days of festivals this weekend.
It's just the tip of the iceberg.
Do you know what I mean? Summer has started. It's official.
Absolutely. What was your favorite festival before Strawberries and Cream?
I think the best festival I've been to, I've only been once, for me was Boomtown. And the only reason I say it is just because it's outside of London. I feel a lot of these festivals in London now, you bump into people you know.
Oh yeah, hell
Boomtown,
yeah.
Boomtown, I didn't know anyone. I had a good time. Mm. I could get, you know, I could drink as much as I wanted and there was no stress. And it was just mad. So I'd say Boomtown.
Boomtown. Nat, your favourite festival
My favourite festival ever? I do have a strong affection for Reading because they always put an amazing lineup out the back there, and I quite like it that it's a little bit smaller. So if you want to see someone, you can just run to another stage. Yeah.
2 minutes.
Yeah, it's done. Which
I reckon they're so connected as well that they literally do pull the lineup out of the bag. Like they're just like, who should we have this year at Reading? And they got a Tesco bag in the corner, and they just pull some names out. Yeah.
And then there's like 50 other artists going, "Let me in." Like not this year, next year.
And then
there's surprise people. Like last year when it was Gigs playing and Drake turned up, and you know, there's always have big surprises.
That looked like one of the biggest moments of last summer, to be honest.
Yeah, it was huge.
I missed that.
Well, they also have surprise guests. Like when I was there 1 year, Green Day just sort of came on stage. No one announced at 11 in the morning. They had Queens of the Stone Age doing that 1 year. They just have these amazing artists.
Do you know what it is? Reading, same weekend as Carnival. Always bothers me. Always bothers me.
But you can do both.
Yeah,
you
Saturday.
Can do both. Yeah.
Big weekend, like yours.
Huge.
Ooh.
Are you doing Carnival this year?
Of course.
Yeah, it's got to be done.
I'm doing Reading.
I reckon I'm gonna try and do both.
I've tried to do that 2 years running, missed it.
Yeah.
I started at Carnival, haven't made it to Reading.
Fair.
I've got carried away by the bashment.
Yeah.
It's a shame, it happens.
I made Reading by the skin of the first time I ever like even went to Reading or appeared at Reading, I made it by the skin of my teeth because I got arrested the night before and got let out of the police station at like 7 in the morning and had to meet the van to drive down to Reading at like 9 or something. So
you're playing?
Well, I was guest appearing with Ed Sheeran. I got arrested for having a bit of weed on me.
Wow.
Yeah. It was
peak.
There
you go.
But you made it.
You did it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I just made it by the skin of my teeth.
That's
actually my very first memory of Reading Festival. And second time was playing on the BBC Introducing stage, headlining that.
Come on.
Best gig ever. So I do definitely have a soft spot for Reading, which easily could have been ruined had I just gone alone on the first experience.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
And do you have to go do Leeds the next day?
Yeah, you
it's
do.
It's mad.
Yeah.
Everyone always mentions Reading and no one mentions Leeds. I've never been. I don't know why.
Leeds is seen as a bit of the business end. Leeds is smaller.
Yeah.
And you know, I loved Leeds, don't get it twisted, but I can still see the crowd at Reading and the crowd at Leeds, and I couldn't see the end. Granted, it was dark, but I couldn't see the end of the crowd at Reading,
whereas
I could see the extent of the crowd I pulled at Leeds. And, you know, beggars can't be choosers at the end of the day. I was in the BBC Introducing stage, but you're obviously going to go for the better experience.
Yeah, of course.
And I think Reading is just a bigger festival. I think they've just got a bigger plot.
And obviously, it was Reading for, 20-odd years before Leeds joined it.
Yes.
It was always Reading standalone, and then they brought in Leeds as well. So particularly for a lot of American bands, because it used to be just a rock festival, and then they introduced lots of different genres. But for American bands, Reading is as huge as Glastonbury to play over here. So I think when they come over here, they do have Leeds as well, but it's just because it's such a brand almost, Reading Festival.
Festival education out here. Right. Yeah. This.
That's like most Americans, if they ever hear Leeds by itself, they probably don't know what to do.
Do Leeds festival?
What's that?
What? No.
As separate from Leeds, you mean? As separate from Reading, you mean? Like you can do that?
I bet no one tells them that Leeds is really far away. They're just like, yeah, cool. And then they
Reading and Leeds. It's like one, it's like, you know, they do them a lot. Dagenham and Redbridge, you know? Same thing, really.
And then they get on the bus and like, why are we still driving 5 hours later? What's happening?
And then the accents change, man. It's just weird.
Yeah, and it's probably raining.
Yeah, exactly.
It may not be. True. I've never been to Leeds.
Leeds is mental. The VIP bit is on a hill.
Oh.
So this is I don't feel very important right now.
Oh, no, you are, because you're up higher than
everyone
else.
No, it's on a hill. It's on the slope of a fucking hill. So you're just standing in this really weird, like, you just, I don't know, it's really weird.
Put a drink on the table. Just slides down the hill.
It's a bit mental. Let's get into a song, and when we come back, we can talk about, not Americans, but their Canadian neighbours and the peacocks that can't handle seeing their own reflections.
Love that.
It must have felt when I lost my caught you, threw it in the trash. I've been juggling too long, I don't think I can hold on.
And that was, of course, the aforementioned Thundercat with Them Changes. Very funky.
That's the song that Erykah Badu came out to.
Yeah. It's very logical. That it makes sense that she'd come out to that song. It's very Erykah Badu, that. let's talk about these peacocks that can't handle seeing their own reflections. I didn't know that was a thing among the peacock community.
I thought peacocking would want to show off.
You know, ironic.
It's very ironic.
Yeah.
We've debunked a myth now. You know, like, for instance, I found out the other day that magpies don't steal things.
No, I'm not buying
they don't.
I grew up on that.
They don't steal things. Apparently they don't.
They stole things from me.
And are you sure that was a magpie or just a Geordie in a black and white tracksuit?
How do you know that magpies don't steal stuff?
So basically, I was in Barcelona, and it was actually my girlfriend that told me. We were randomly talking about magpies,
right.
and she said that they don't steal things, and then I obviously. I went on Google.
Had to.
It was shiny stuff rather than all stuff. They were supposed.
Of course, specifically shiny things, but not even that. Apparently, there was a study, and these scientists got some magpies, put stuff in front of them, and did tests.
I'm getting that. Apparently, they're actually scared of shiny objects. They don't want to steal it.
More often than not, they will take food rather than a shiny object. I think in like 100 times, like one magpie took a shiny thing.
Prejudice. Right. That's what it is.
That's what it is.
One seagulls stealing food. The magpies.
No, they really do, don't they?
They take your hand off. Yeah, they don't give a shit.
Seagulls. They're snatching up kids. Everything.
Yeah. Great Escape, Brighton.
Mental.
Every time going to that beach, I don't like it.
I hate Brighton Beach because of seagulls. I love it, but because it's a no go.
Do you know what it is? It's their beach. That's what I realised.
You think about it like
we're
that.
We're guests.
You're right.
No, it's true. We're trying to colonise their beach, and they're not having it.
Go to the beach. Just don't eat anything whilst you're there.
They're a republic. Feral peacocks in Surrey, though, an area of British Columbia in Canada. So British, they named an area Surrey. Brilliant. We've moved to a new land. It's quite exotic here. You know, these natives and quite exotic looking and dark skinned. What should we name this area? Surrey.
Mad.
So they seem to be having an en masse existential crisis as they have begun roaming the neighbourhood and attacking expensive cars. This is the peacocks, not the natives. The dark-coloured cars mean that the peacock can see themselves in the reflections, which cause them to attack all sides of the car. It isn't clear if they're just insecure and can't cope with seeing their own reflection, or if they think it's another peacock. One resident has gone to extremes in his anger. And chopped down a tree that held a peafowl nest.
What's
which
peafowl?
Resulted in him receiving a $1,000 fine. I reckon peafowl is just another word for peacock.
Peacock, yeah.
Baby peacocks.
Oh, that's vicious.
No, because a peacock is a fowl. It's foul, isn't it?
Okay.
It would be in the that classification. Yeah. So maybe a peacock is a peafowl.
Okay. Well,
it's a bit harsh to take down a nest. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but he hates them so much. He got a fine. Doesn't care about the fine. He's like, I want that tree gone. I want those peacocks gone.
Yeah,
but he's taking down the kids.
Yeah.
What's that about?
He's taking down that he's literally ruining their home.
There's no need for that. He just ran into his car.
I think he should get more than $1,000. He should get his car taken away.
$100.
Fuck your car.
But we're not sure why they're doing it. Either they're a bit stupid and they don't know their own reflection and really thinks it's another peacock.
Yeah. All right. And also, what kind of place has feral peacocks?
Trust me, I was just thinking that. But I think, where does this happen?
How did I miss the first word in this article?
Feral, not just peacocks, feral.
Feral peacocks.
Oh my god. I would be terrified. I think a peacock can do damage with that wingspan.
Yeah, that's just so a mental image, though, isn't it? You put out the trash and you see if you can't take the trash out.
You have to wait. Peacocks. You have to peek around the door and see if there's a peacock there. Like, trust no, we're safe. Cover me. Cover
honestly,
me.
Honestly, having noisy peacock sex, waking you up before work.
I imagine you get home sometimes. You're like, oh, the peacock's in the house. Wait till it's finished and then go. You have to wait to get in your own house because
it's the wingspan, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm terrified.
Swans, I don't like.
No, I don't like swans. Yeah, but swans win every time because you can't touch them. They can touch you. You get arrested.
You can't touch them.
Yeah,
really.
They're owned by the queen. Queen, right?
Queen, yeah.
Incredible. I bet that was like Prince Albert's idea. Yeah. He loved like plants and animals and stuff, didn't he?
Why'd he pick swans though? There's better birds than that.
Birds. Seagulls. Why didn't you pick seagulls?
Oh, he should have. Then he could have fucking controlled the bastards.
No, but that would be worse because I think
but then you wouldn't be able to touch
it. Yeah,
it's true. Imagine not being able to harm a seagull. No, I will fuck up a seagull.
Trust me.
I could see you fighting a seagull.
It would always be self-defense. I would swing. I'm gonna fight a seagull like a man. You've got to respect it. At the end of the day, you can't just be like, nah. You can't just be bobbing a woman and thinking it's not a danger. You have to swing for that bird. You know. You know, swings when you cry at the same time. You're so angry, you're crying. Get off me! That's how I would be fighting a seagull.
They come in packs, those seagulls. You'd have to take on a few.
Yeah, you would. You get rushed.
You do get
rushed by seagulls.
That's why you never go to Brighton Beach by yourself. Trust. You can't take the risk. Nah, they'll come for you. As
that's why they're called gulls. The gully.
Yeah,
that's what I think. They're on the gully side. I always think that, man. Why are you called a gull? You're seagulls. Gully. Mental. Fuck them birds.
But peacocks, I thought, were quite... Is it the male ones that have the feathers? It's the females that don't.
Yeah, the male ones.
Right?
Yeah. They're
peacocking.
Exactly.
Right.
But maybe that's why they're insecure. Maybe that's why they attack the reflection because they're like, you're good looking and I'm good looking. Yeah. So obviously,
let's have it out.
Yeah.
I do that on Saturday night. but I don't think I'm good looking. I just have it out.
Across High Street. Oh my God! There's another good looking black guy in Watford.
What's going on? I don't like it.
Honestly, it's either you got to do the nod, innit? You know when you see a black guy in a mostly
ways.
White area, it goes one or two ways.
You're nodding or you're fighting.
You've got to do the nod of familiarity. You've got to fight if they're good looking.
It's one or the other.
Can't be second on the totem pole of only two.
Have you ever been scared of your own shadow? I've done that before when I've walked down a road.
I've been scared of my own reflection once.
Oh,
but not shadow, but just seeing a reflection just randomly appear.
Okay. I've done it where I've walked down, it was quite late and I felt like there was someone behind me because I saw a shadow. And you know, you look around and you're like, oh, that's me, right?
Yeah.
Oh, better to be safe than sorry, though. 100%. Look around, isn't it?
Yeah. Never be too safe.
No, exactly. Never. Not at all.
Especially with feral peacocks
on the
loose.
Seagulls and other black guys in Watford. There's all sorts out here, man.
Good-looking black guys in Watford. The ugly ones, I don't really acknowledge, you know what I mean? It's only if you're a good-looking black guy in Watford that we've got a scuff.
No problem.
Let's get into another song. Mm-hmm. And can we play a game when we come back?
Yeah,
is
why
it
not?
Or is it too early?
No, it's not too early. I've got a game ready for you, babe.
It's Foo Bar Radio.
Oh, no, go low. Golo, sit juicy the room like GoPro. Watch like it's promo. How you move is loca, maybe loco. Welcome to my gym, to my dojo. Wake up in the morning and come on up. Yo, like it in slow-mo. Please wash my shoes cause they don't have a logo. Boom. Oh no, go low. You know I like it when it's slow-mo. Hold that pose for a photo. Oh no, go low. Go low. She's a hot topic, so she say why. Ass like a rubber band. You know I got the funds, I never. So I wanna get down with
you.
Get on your toes, girl, come.
Go low.
I make the temperature rise, I never.
Go low.
Temperature rise, hipping the thighs, don't lie. Blinking the eyes, attacking the thighs, girl.
Go low. Go low. Platinum level, no rose gold. duck down like it's Pogo. Yo, go low.
That's a song, I think it's called Golo.
Are you sure?
I'm going to guess it's called Golo by Jelani Blackman featuring New Age Music. It's an absolute fucking banger. Yeah. It reminds me a bit of, the production reminds me a bit of, remember Numbers on the Board by Pusha T?
Yeah, true.
It's got that very industrial,
yes.
It reminds me a lot of that, very percussive. Speaking of beats, I'm going to try and beat Priya in a game now.
Jeez.
Hey,
love that.
I'm going to try and say the name of this. Right, so we have a lot of games on the show. Don't be too panicked because they're generally nonsense. Okay? So there's no real skill to this at all. But inspired by a game that we did with you last week, I think, Michael Payne, where we played your songs backwards and asked you to know what they are.
Yeah.
We thought, well, you're in here today, Priya, Strawberries and Cream. Why don't we play a game of Mayork, DNA, Sierra, Watts?
Wow, what's that?
Well, as you often know, strawberries and cream backwards. So let's have a listen to the jingle first.
New Zero Wars with Michael Payne and Jammer and Pre-A on FUBAR Radio.
It must look Welsh backwards. Can I see what
it does look strange.
It looks very Welsh.
So what I've got is some of the artists performing this year at Strawberries and Cream Festival, but their songs backwards. Right. So wow. I need you to have a guess. What they? Oh, very confident. Okay.
How many
two,
questions?
Three,
are there?
Four, five, six. Six. Okay. So here it is. Number one. I hope this is the right way.
Bit of luck. Banger.
Write it down, write it down, write it down. I didn't hear. So sorry, I should have said write it down. I think
so do we get a point for artist and song?
I'm going to give you a point for artist and song, yeah. Cool. Yeah, and like the pub quiz next door, if you get one wrong, you lose all your points.
Hey.
No, I'm not doing that. It's too harsh. They do that in the pub next door. It's savage. Okay, so that is number one.
Cool.
Here's number two. So easy.
I don't know if I know that.
Do you need that again?
Could you please?
It sounds like Vic Reeves when he did Club Style on Shooting Stars. Did you ever watch that?
I'm lost in the song.
Okay, one more time.
I've got it.
Yes, okay.
Fuck.
I have got clues if you need a clue afterwards. Okay. Here's number three.
I think I'm sure who that is.
Okay, all right. And song?
That'll come to me later.
Okay, all right. Okay. Here's number four.
Wait, is this only people playing this year?
Yeah, only people playing this year that I've got.
Can you spin that one again?
Yeah, yeah.
What?
Have you got this one, Priya?
Nah, I ain't got that one.
Have you?
I haven't got this one.
I'm just looking at the lineup. Yep, they're definitely playing this year. Yep.
There's the clue.
I meant them, but they might be part of a collective rather than part of something.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Well, as part of. I'm going to give it away if I say it. But yeah, just think. Got something? I've got clues, so don't worry about that. But should I go to number five?
That's easy.
Oh, okay. So here is finally number six.
Yeah.
Oh, exciting.
I'm going to go out there and say that's my
favourite. Does anyone
that's my favourite
to
as well.
play any of the clips again or need a clue?
I'm struggling on number four, I'm not going to lie.
So do you want to hear the clip again and I'll give you a clue?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Oh, I'm going to... Oh, right, yeah.
Do you need a clue?
Yes, please.
Why don't you watch me whip?
Eh? Oh.
What, you get off that?
Yeah.
Oh.
I got it.
Oh, I'm so upset.
Nice day today, isn't it, Priya? That's a clue. That is a clue. You got the song title as well, Michael.
Nah.
Okay. Well, do you need it? Can we go through some answers then?
Yeah, let's do it.
Can you quickly just play two again, please?
Yeah,
sorry.
For sure.
Why are you watching?
Fuck is that? That sounds like a rock star.
I just don't know
you'd
the artist.
Like if you had a rap problem, call this person. Because then he'd whistle.
Got it.
Oh!
No, you better not have got it.
I've got it. Of course I've got it.
Oh, man.
I had a childhood. I had a childhood. Damn it.
Okay, what do you have, Priya? First of all, we're going to you for number one song and artist.
With a little bit of luck, by Pied Piper.
Oh, what do you have, Michael?
He gets
Michael
just
Payne?
One point, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm going the wrong way around.
It's DJ Luck and MC
Nick. Two points. So then what do you have for two then, Priya? Do you have...
I have Do You Really Like It, but it's by Luck and Nick. I've done it the wrong way.
Yeah,
wrong
way. You still get a point, but obviously you have both 2 points to you there, Michael Payne. Of course, I knew that. Right, number three, Michael, what do you have?
I can't... Well, sorry, for two, I can't lie. I've only got Pied Piper. I don't have the name of the song.
I gave you the point without even... I just assumed that you had it.
Okay. Good sportsmanship there.
Thank you very much.
Cross that one out. Okay, so that's 3 points so far to you, Chief Priya. All to play for. Number three. What do you have, Michael Payne?
I have Gets, mm-hmm. but I don't have a song title.
What do you have?
You Know My Style.
Ah.
It is Gets.
Oh, is it not?
But it's not that. It is. Know My Ting.
Oh, that's same thing.
Same thing, okay. Same thing. I need title, though.
Yeah, it's true. I got it wrong. Yeah. I got excited.
I've just got the one.
Say title.
Oh, okay. Gets. I put Gets to Know My Style. That was what I did. I should have put Know My Ting.
Oh, you got one point for Gets.
Yeah, 1 point for Gets, though. Yeah. All right. And then what was number four?
I ain't got a clue.
I've not got a title, but I've got Nay Nay.
Mm-hmm. That is 1 point for you. I'll give you that point back.
I just got it.
So it's Sunshine. Sunshine.
Oh, okay.
So also, you got 1 point for... I'm struggling. You got 1 point for Gets, right?
Yes.
I'm on
so
three
So you're
here.
On 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, you're on 5, and then you're on 3, Priya. Right, okay. What did you have for number 5?
I had Notes of My Lover.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, me too. Notes
okay,
My Lover.
2 points.
Big tune, that.
And then finally, number 6.
I didn't have a title, but I had Octavian. I can't remember the name of the
song. I had Octavian Party Here.
Oh, 2 points. He's nabbed it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 for Priya. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Oh.
Just.
Oh, God.
I'm gutted.
Squeeze that
very
in.
Very good job.
My garage knowledge let me down.
Yeah, it was just a case of...
switched the wrong way around.
Okay, well, let's go into a song. I think maybe our first guest
is
right.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Something like an eclipse, you came in and left. You ran away with my life. Rare side of your grace is something I can't explain. Come again. You slipped away with the nightlight. You left through the back door. Sun grew through my blinds, it felt so real. I need to find my love,
my love,
my
love
for
you,
my love,
yeah,
for
you.
I haven't slept all anywhere. Like an eclipse, you came. You left like an eclipse. You came down. You left like an eclipse. You came down. You left like an eclipse. You came down. You left like an eclipse. Like the water behind the dog, you hid from my reach. So unaware of my dying need for your essence. Without you I'm weak. All alone. I kept the sheets in the bedroom in case you'd appear.
Like an eclipse, you came, then you left. Like an eclipse, you came, then you left. Like an eclipse, you came, then you left. Like an eclipse.
Yo, we're back. What song was that?
That was Joseph Lawrence in the Garden with Eclipse.
It was. I literally just woke up from a deep slumber as a result of listening to it. I realized that the very calming sounds that I was experiencing had stopped. So I abruptly woke up and wondered
He's
what
got
the
a hell
fuck
of a
had
voice.
Happened. Yeah, man. Yeah. Very, very big tune. That you're still listening to Fubar Radio. It's Michael Payne. I'm joined by my very special guest co-host Priya Crooks.
Hello.
Founder of Strawberries and Cream Festival, which you should get your asses down to next Saturday, man.
Next Saturday.
10 days time.
I know.
Headliners T-Pain. You got Notes Woo! Playing.
Kojo.
You got Octavian. Kojo Funds. David Rodigan.
Yeah,
it's
a lot.
Mental. Some of these names I've said twice because they're actually playing twice. It's that good that they're gonna play twice.
I'm not joking, man.
But no, it's a very, very, very amazing festival, and
Thank
it's
you.
Growing by the year.
Yeah.
We are joined by our first guest of the day, a long-time friend of mine now, man. Like, it's been years since we've
close
first
to
met,
a
right?
decade, bro.
Close to
it's
a decade.
Close to a decade,
honestly.
Bro.
It is, of course, Joshua Edehen. And I pronounced that right, and I'm very proud of myself because you're from Benin.
Benin City.
Yes.
Yeah.
My parents are Nigerian, and one thing that I used to love about parents evening was that no matter how much trouble I got in because of a teacher snitching on me that I was being like talkative in class, if they even just one syllable wrong in our surname and all of a sudden I was off the hook and it was them and my dad would make them sit there and repeat Uzomba
right, yeah,
until
yeah.
they got it right until they actually sounded Nigerian. Do you know what I mean? It was brilliant. So it's kind of instilled it in me that
yeah,
I should
get it right.
I've always got to get it right. My Swedish friends, I call them Jonathan, not Jonathan. You get me?
Swear.
Honestly, I swear down. That's the extent to which it goes, man.
Yeah,
I'm scared of mispronunciation and slamming doors because of my dad.
If we can get Schwarzenegger and DiCaprio right, then Edehen is a walk
there
in the park.
Exactly.
Man.
This is what
park.
Exactly. Absolutely. But yeah, we are joined right now by Joshua Edehen, longtime friend of mine, amazing spoken word artist.
Thank you very much.
And also past member of like Hue, which was one of my favourite bands at the time. And
well, past member.
I mean, is Hue still sort of?
Well, yeah, we're taking a break. Me and Andy are kind of taking a because he's off in the States being uber successful.
Right.
yeah. Whenever I look at my success, I look at his, and I'm like, wow, levels and tax brackets. Yeah. And we still send music back and forth. We're still kind of working towards creating new
Brilliant.
Stuff.
Okay.
But you're right.
My mistake. I genuinely thought
the incarnation that it was has because everybody's just been so busy and you know lives have moved on. And we released the album and we're quite proud of it. But
it should be. Yeah. I remember coming to your it wasn't your first show. It was the first show that I attended at the Electro Works. Angel, and it was incredible.
It's beautiful. I mean, we still get people kind of emailing going, when are you releasing more stuff? And I'm like, when you pay me.
Pre-order it. It doesn't exist yet, but
Patreon.
But you are here to talk about the Roundhouse Festival and the last word
festival at the Roundhouse is starting next week, and it's going all the way to the end of June.
Yeah. And is this how many years is this now for Last Word?
I have no idea. I think it's coming close to the decade as well.
Wow.
Thankfully I don't work for the Roundhouse, so I don't look bad by not knowing this.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. you don't pay me to have this information.
I only remember when I turned up, and that was last year. So as far as I'm concerned, it's been 2 years old. I'm running a show there. It's called Oi Barman. Mm-hmm. And it's based off the 10 years of bartending that I did when I first came to this country. I started as a glass collector and went all the way up to serving in the West End. And I've sort of realized from watching a lot of one-man shows about bartending how very few of them actually capture the experience from a person of color who is an immigrant, which was weird considering all of the bars I worked in, the bar staff was always kind of like people either from, I mean, the whitest person would usually be like an Australian.
Right.
Everybody else was either from Italy or from Western, Eastern Europe. Like Polish bartenders for days, right? Swedish, some Ghanaian, you know, Ugandan, Nigerian. It's like, it was like the United Colors of Benetton, but uglier. our staff room was just a multitude of like different catches and tribes and languages and accents and people teaching other. I mean, you'd have like, funny enough, this is a true story. The manager of our VC was my co-bartender.
No way.
Seriously, like, I really wish I spent more time talking to him. Because I went up to Sweden to speak to him, and at the time he was kind of like on his way up. But I remember when we used to work in a bar, he'd be like, "Yeah, Josh, if you did this with your poetry, you'd make it." I'd be like, "What do you know?
Yeah.
What do you know? You know nothing."
Yeah.
Now he doesn't answer
years
my
later.
Emails.
So wait, are you going to tell this story through poetry? Is that what
you
do?
Yeah. It's a one man show. Trust me, I don't usually gas over my own ideas, but this is sick. Right, so first off, it's set on a bar, on a proper bar. There are only 50 tickets because you'll find out why. Basically, every single customer gets a drink.
Amazing.
Right?
Oh, so is it going to be in the bar of the Roundhouse?
In the bar. There's a top bar. I wanted to do it in the main bar, but they were like, because they're repurposed, it's being
refurbished.
Refurnished. That's the word. I'm a poet. I know words. It's being refurbished. So they put me on the bar upstairs, and I'm kind of serving as an interlude before the main act, like a teaser before the main act. It's only 20 minutes long. Mm. Every customer gets a drink. 46 of the customers will get like just jugs of whatever pre-made stuff I can do on the day.
Yeah.
And then 4 customers will get specially made drinks. And each drink is tied to a story.
Right.
So while I'm making the drink, for example, while I'm making margarita, I tell a story.
Right.
When I'm making traffic lights,
this
I tell a story.
Mad.
It's great, isn't it?
I like
it. Yeah, yeah. I am really...
You must have got fucked up writing the show. You must have got wasted right in the show.
The funny thing is when I used to make drinks, when I used to work as a bartender, I never drank. I used to see myself as a Beethoven, but for cocktails. I never drank because I have very, very weak alcohol tolerance levels.
Okay, right.
You saw me when I used to work at it was this bowling alley.
What on Rowan's? Not Rowan's on Brick Lane.
No, the one in close to Euston.
Oh wait! Oh yeah, of course. The Bloomsbury Lane.
I used to. I mean, I remember that time when I met Michael Payne there, and he was like, "Yeah. I'm doing something with Ed. You're gonna check it out. It's gonna be sick." I was like, "Yeah, okay. Cool.
Oh yeah, sure. All right. Here's your beer. £4, please."
And then I heard it. And I was like, "Wow, this guy's gone." I never drank cocktails, which was weird at the beginning because it meant like if a customer came back to me, I was like, this doesn't taste like a Long Island iced tea. I wouldn't know what to say because I didn't know what it tastes like and all my cocktails.
That's been to Long Island, mate. Wouldn't know.
Yeah, it's got alcohol. Why are you complaining? It's alcohol and Coca-Cola. Why are you complaining? but it didn't mean that I made all the cocktails specifically to the menu's prescriptions, which, no one complained and they gave me tips. Lots of my stories because I worked in Strawberry Moons, which was up in the West End, and before it was taken over by IBM, it was one of those just we did everything on that bar. Like, we'd get on the stage and we'd dance to Grease Lightning, all doing coordinated dances. Very, very nefarious things happened in every toilet.
I'm just like, choice of word.
People were closing fabric. Why? People are taking drugs. Is that all? Is that all they did? Wow. Young boy, let me tell you something. Come to West End. So yeah, I will be displaying. This is kind of like a little teaser. The full show hopefully will have like 16 stories, and customers will be able to pick 4, and those 4 will be told. So this is kind of like an Orson Welles sort of like, let me show you the premise of the idea, and if it works, what the plan is, fingers and toes crossed, is that I'll be able to go to every single theatre house that has a bar and just perform it there for 20 minutes.
It'll happen.
That sounds like a wicked sometimes idea. I might even go to festivals, you know, and perform it there. You know, like I'm currently going to speak to this, I don't know if you've heard of them, it's called Raspberries and Coconuts. Blueberries and cheese. We're still at the early stage, I think.
Is that one in Oxfordshire?
I think so. I think so. I'm not sure. Wicked, man. No, you definitely got to come next week, bro. 100%. And that sounds like a wicked idea as well. Dude.
Thank you.
Absolutely. It's you kind of throughout Hollywood and even loads of British shows, you realise that the best anecdotal guy in any sort of drama is usually the bartender.
Oh yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
they see the most. Yeah, don't they
see moving. Yeah, you can tell so much by the people who you serve. I mean, for example, I served JK, and I can't tell you anything about him because he was pissed.
Yeah, I can imagine.
He came. No, it was funny, man, because he came and at that time when I was in Nigeria, we didn't have MTV. We had only French MTV, and they just played like the same songs on repeat. So. Prodigy, Firestarter, and Virtual Insanity. Like at one point, I could do the entire dance of that thing without the moving chairs and shit, just to dance right around my house. And so when he walks in, and I'm like, "Yo," and he's like, "Yeah, it's me. Give me a drink." And
wow.
Seriously, they called enough stuff. This man was pissed to the core, bro. And then when I went outside, he had like two Jags and a Porsche just parked out. I'm like, but you're only going to ride one.
Yeah. It's and like, you're drunk.
Yeah.
Loved that was the first thing you thought. Yeah. You're smashed, but there's three cars there. How are you going to get the other two home, pal?
Hey, people will find a way.
This is true.
He'll have drivers.
I imagine he has drivers.
He's very, very proud of his car collection, I can imagine that's what he does. He just drives his cars.
Brings out all the whips.
Yeah, his cars are his best friends.
Yeah.
He's like, you can't come in to stay outside.
Did he order four drinks, like three for them as well?
No, he only drinks at petrol stations so they can have one too.
There's a bit of a story behind it because the man he ordered a whole bunch of drinks and obviously kind of like all of the ladies in the place. It was almost as if, you know when blood just drains out of your face and goes to one specific organ, right? All of the women in the club at the time just drained out. I'm pretty sure guys who were chatting to girls and thought they had a chance just watched her stand up. Everything, you know what I'm saying? And then, like, there were about three. I was the only one walking on that bar, and the moment he arrived, three or four bartenders just came in and they were imagine. We're just here to help you, because they were all waiting for the tip.
Yeah, of course.
But the bar manager had a plan where basically for when you. Rich people come down, richer famous people come down. What happens is you start a tab for them, and then you tell them the tabs on, because you want them to come back and you want them to feel welcome and everything. It sounds weird to me. The richer you are, the more you get stuff for free.
It's true.
I've never experienced that, but anyway.
Honestly, I've been on the wrong side of it, basically. I gave Simon Pegg a discount one time when I was working in a sneaker store, and I was like, he walked out, I was like, wait a minute. Yeah. This guy doesn't need a fucking discount.
You know what I'm saying?
He could pay more than they're worth.
No, he could pay more than more.
Yeah.
To balance it out, I gave some homeless guy the entire contents of the stock room,
and that's why you left.
But then, at the end of it, when he was about to leave, I don't even remember what happened. It was like I see it in my head in slow motion. He was about to walk off because I think he was used to this kind of behavior. And I was like, sir, no, you have to close your tab.
Right.
And he was like, what? And I could see my manager running, going, no.
No!
But I was just there, and I was just hard. you can see the other bartenders behind me, they're all going like, nah, 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 nah. And I'm just there. I'm having this one-to-one conversation. I'm getting tapped on every shoulder. And JK are locked eye to eye. I'm like, here's your tab, sir.
Too late.
You have drank this much, please pay. The champagne wasn't cheap.
So if he was leaving, that means he didn't leave a tip.
Oh, he left a big tip.
Oh, when he paid, did he pay?
Yeah.
He did pay. But he was trying to get out the door, wasn't he?
He was trying to escape.
Yeah, no, he left me a massive tip.
Don't do that again.
I got all of the warnings. I got all of the warnings. They're like, Josh, you are really lucky. You are really, really lucky. Yeah, but come down to the show. You hear more stories.
Brilliant.
Isn't he quite a... He's not tall, is he?
No.
It's the hat that makes him look taller.
Yeah. Wow. We're all going in on JK.
He's long had a reputation as a bit of an asshole, so I think he's kind of like it's open season when you talk about JK.
It's
like,
not an insult for him to be a short man, I don't think.
No, it's not.
It really isn't as well.
It wasn't the shortness he said. It was the way he said. No, he wears the hat.
Right, he can either be
have to balance it out.
It's a huge hat.
Yeah, it's a big hat.
It's a big hat. He wears a hat to provide balance to the force.
He needs it. That's how he gets on rides at FanFest.
Fuba, living up to the name.
Love you, JK. Love you.
I like looking at his Instagram sometimes.
I do.
Because he's really interested in cars. And on the royal wedding, he pulled out this really, really rare old school. He pulled out a Rolls Royce, right? So he's just kind of set the camera on like selfie and that. And I think he's got like an iPhone 1. Spent all his money on cars. Right? And he's like, today I've just pulled out the, because he's quite posh as well. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he's like, today I pulled out the vintage roller, and then he addresses Prince William directly, because obviously he's going to be watching that video on his wedding day.
Yeah.
And he's like, obviously it's the same colour as your nan's. And I'm like, you're a G. You probably sent him the same fucking video before you even posted it.
JK.
Yeah,
man.
We do
JK.
Love an
do love a bit of JK,
man. Supersonic was a tune.
It bangs.
Yeah.
And that undeniably.
Song, that song he did for Godzilla, that is
Deep Underground.
I don't know,
man.
What's it called?
Underground.
Oh, I do know
that
do
song.
Know.
That song and the one that Puff Daddy did as well with Jimmy Page.
Come with me.
Yeah. That song got me into Led Zeppelin.
Fair play. That was the first time I'd heard Jimmy Page's name. On its own.
Really?
Yeah, it was. I'd heard of Led Zeppelin, but I'd never. I was like, this Jimmy Page guy's a bad man. Like,
yeah, I was really into samples, and I knew any time Puff Daddy did a song, there was a sample behind.
Absolutely.
So that whole dun 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 dun. I was like, what the hell is this? And then Mango checked out Led Zeppelin, dazed and confused. Are you dumb, bro? You should book Led Zeppelin on your thing, your festival, my friend.
Three of them are still around, so it's fine. Yeah,
Reading Festival Center. Assassins round to the year you pulled that off.
I'm not ready for war yet.
You don't want this red and smoke yet.
The founder of Strawberry and Creams has died in his sleep.
Mysteriously. In Reading.
With a rope around his neck.
Nearby Leeds.
You imagine. Let's get into a little song now. And when we come back, we'll have a bit more of a chat with Joshua. And we've got some games coming up. We've also got Mayhem coming down as well. And we've got an hour left, an hour and 7 minutes. It's going to be a good show. It's Fubar Radio.
Coming in, come get your man, this little nigga bugging me. Just see the bag, quit all that jaw jackery. Don't even pass me that, I don't want none of it. These niggas mad about it, had enough of it. Whoa, watch what you say, how that popping is shaking. Got me hot as a laser, my posse deep in irate. And we act a fool for the paper, had a dream and I made it. El Camino on Dayton's, bitches guess over bait. Put the brand on me, bitch, bitch you bet on my bankin'. Big and flat in the bankin', I might just roll out today. I might just roll out to Vegas, head back to my old ways. Cop a roof in the Asian hoes and you blow all day. Look at me, baby. Look at me, baby. Don't I look like a million? I'm about to clean out the safe. Don't I look like somebody that just be bodying everything? All that talking is great, but I don't be talking. I air it out. All the problems have gotten easy to bury. I'd rather drown him in Hendrix. I'd rather kiss on my Mary. I've been broke away longer than I've been rich. So until it levels out, I'ma take your mama to the Marriott and wear it out. Took me so long to get it, gonna spread it out. Let them know all about me when I'm dead and gone. One in the hand, one in the bag, bubble. One in the hand, one in the bag, bubble. Look at the cash, look at the cash, bubble. Look at the cash, bubble. One in the hand, one in the hand. One in the hand, one in the bag, bubble. Look at the cash, look at the cash, bubble. Look at the cash, bubble. I'm in it, all the fries you can give me, all the hot sauce, all the pie you can give me. Better be all or nothing, don't have me in the middle. You better be all you can, get high in the middle.
like that. Super fly for the Dumbos. Plenty slides like a shuffle. Hit the cadence on my young bitch. Isaac Hayes, Billy Ocean. About the old hoe with the cane stick. Let my slippers at the function. It's hard to run the Gucci slides. Chick, I bet you say you didn't have a husband. I'm a stud, no cuckoo. Jackie Chan, no trouble. Can't clean it with the beam. Blood dripping from the cutthroat. No, Lord, not me. I can never be the one you want to stuff for. Money, money, that machine. Guns, freaking fell, got my stove. RIP the times that I was broke. After life in 9-11, folks. Mad back, liquor clean. Dead faces in and I'm a loco. Cooking up canard. Waiting for the antidote. Running out of time. Patience in it, then a penny, ho.
Really empty your pockets. I don't do that. In my prison, you do what I tell you. Get over here. He's gonna get this.
Stay the fuck out of here.
One in the hand, one in the bag, bubba. One in the hand, one in the bag, bubba. Look at your cash, look at your cash, bubbling.
Okay, bubbling.
Look at your cash,
look.
Bubbling.
Go.
One in the hand,
look.
One in the hand. One in the bag, bubble.
Look at
your cash, look at your cash, bubbling.
Okay, bubbling.
Look at your cash,
look.
Bubbling.
Bubbling by Anderson .Paak on FUBAR Radio. It's 4 minutes to five, and we are joined in the studio right now by my guest co-host, Priya Crooks.
Yo.
Founder of Strawberries and Cream Festival, which is in 10 days. Headliner T-Pain, motherfucker. And also our very special guest who's joining us right now is Joshua Idehen.
Hey.
And we've obviously just been talking about his show at length. But before you go, because obviously, you know, think everything's finite, including this visit, unfortunately.
Except the universe.
Except the universe.
Yeah.
Just let people know everything you can about the show.
Okay. Oi, barman. 6 p.m. on the 28th and 29th of June at the Roundhouse for the Last World Festival. I think tickets are £7.50 plus booking. And if you look closely, there is a deal where you can get my show and the headline show of the night for like a discount price. Mm-hmm. Come down, you will get drunk. You will hear Nigerians cussing out customers, which is always fun.
It's always fun. It's the only reason I go
fun.
Barbers. I don't give a shit about my hair.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
I cut my hair myself, then go barbers. Just to listen.
Just sit down.
Save time and shit.
Yeah. Come, you get free drink. You get drunk, and the more you drink, the funnier I get. So,
brilliant.
Bang.
And
brilliant.
It starts on the 13th of June.
Yeah. And tickets are available from roundhouse.org, right?
Yes.
.uk.
It's that proper official website.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's mental.
Yeah.
But mate, thanks so much for joining
man,
us.
Oh,
and
no. Cheers for having me.
Please keep the anecdotes coming, but also the music as well.
Yeah, the first anecdote is always free.
And next time you come in, I'll reunite you with JK. He'll be here too.
He will look straight at me, and I probably won't remember me.
You, you're the one. You cost me £200.
We're gonna get into a another song now. When we get back, we're gonna be saying hello to Mayhem.
Yo, this is my self-destruction. This is my self. I don't get no fuss. Oh man, I'm extra as fuck. Yo, it goes something. Can't remember nothing. Still don't get no fucks. Wildin' out in public. My self-destruction, something. Can't remember nothing. Wildin' out in public. Oh shit, this that part I say I'm living what I rap about. Talking about your debit till your street cred get you maxed out. I ain't read your caption, I just seen she had her ass out. Bragging about your zannies till I'm smacking while you passed out. This that acting loyal, then go single for the weekend. She keep riding and I'm keeping. This ain't just no cuffing season. Whoa, shit, this shit stupid, foolish, ruthless, and it's genius, and it's something. Fuck, damn, forgot what I was thinking till the time I fuck a singer. I can't say that I'm that guy. Like that night I drunk text SZA, then got high, she ain't reply. Whoa, this for bitches stripping, whipping Ubers on the side. Don't be stupid, this that fire. Oh shit, I forgot my line. It goes something. Can't remember nothing. Still don't get no fucks when wildin' out in public. This my self-destruction. Something. Can't remember nothing. Wildin' out in public. life up, no more ratchets, I'm stopping. I told my mom I won't go back, then I went back on my promise. Yeah, this that act like we don't know this, where our actions had got us. You know my son ain't had no money, bragging about Benny Hines, but it's still fuck your broken system. Posting pictures, posting scriptures, hoes and niggas, bros and snitches, co-defendants, rolling skimps, your frozen wrists, your goals and missions, cause you ain't got no hoes still. Come through, kill your whole will. Now y'all look like roadkill. Oh shit, I don't know. Still with something, something, something. Can't remember nothing. Still don't get no fucks. Wildin' out in public. This my self-destruction. Something, something, something. Can't remember nothing. Wildin' out in public. Oh shit, this that.
Blakey and Jump, and just before that was a Boogie with Self-Destruction, yeah?
Yeah.
we've had to say bye to Joshua Idehen, but we have got a very special guest in the studio joining myself and Priye Crooks, and obviously Sarah Dibunda on FUBAR Radio. Please say, let's give a very spirited applause to Mayhem.
Yeah.
Mainly for coming all the way down from fucking Birmingham.
Man.
Do you know what I mean? Like, you score points for that alone.
Yeah,
do you know
man,
what I mean?
I've got used to it now, man.
Yeah, I was going to say, you must have.
Yeah,
but, like, it's bubbling in Birmingham right now.
Yeah, man, there's a lot of stuff going on still.
Absolutely. You're right.
Yeah, sorry. I'm just waving someone to come in. That's all. They were just checking, and I was like, "Yeah, okay. Come in."
I get easily distracted. Sorry. Thank you very much.
Sorry.
Thank you very much. I'm expecting a tea as well. I thought that's what it was.
No, I thought that too. So I wouldn't have allowed you to come in. Yeah. I'm gonna send you out. Thank you.
What are you thinking of the Birmingham scene at the moment? Sorry.
It's growing and that, man. It's active at the moment because a lot of people are just starting to release projects and do shows and. obviously there's people at the top of the game that's helping it as well. So it's very active right now, man.
And you're doing a lot of business in London, as it, you know, as it has to be, I suppose, because it's the centre. But do you wish you could kind of be, you know, you could stay in Birmingham? And
yeah, you know what? Everything takes time, innit? Yeah. So there is a infrastructure building at the moment in Birmingham, but it just takes time, you get what I'm saying? Yeah. What is happening, there's growth for you, I'm absolutely saying, 100%, man.
Yeah, yeah, but it's not stopping you putting out music.
Nah, 100%, no, man.
Cash flow's out at the moment.
Yeah, man, man.
Out now.
Out now. Mr. Hayes, I'm out now.
How many projects deep is this now?
I actually don't know, you know.
That's kind
because of. Now, you know what? There's projects as in, when, the YouTube and internet world was around, and then, there was stuff, before that, mixtapes and that, DVDs and that, DVD days. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my days,
I feel I even said the word DVD in about.
it's mad that, the transitions we're making.
How
we consume sort of elements of the culture, because Channel U's
gone.
Yeah,
gone.
What next?
Honestly.
So DVDs was before my time. You used to put tunes out on DVDs.
Yeah. It's just you do little sort of road freestyles.
The raves as well.
Exactly.
It was the raves. People used to clash a lot. Roadside clashes, rape pirate station clashes. Mm-hmm. And then you have tunes, music videos.
Exactly.
In between, breaking it up. Nice. We made our own one. It was the second one in Birmingham, man.
Yeah.
We was kids when we made our one.
Yeah, yeah. It was so nice consuming it that way. It wasn't in your face as much.
Mm.
Now it seems that because people have realised that everyone can capitalise off the culture, it's everywhere, any opportunity.
Yeah, everyone's doing it.
But back then, it was you had to stick on a DVD or kind of listen to a CD.
Do you remember CDs, Priya?
I remember CDs.
Compact disc.
Are you saying DVD is a concept before your time? You're strictly
DVDs.
Blu-ray. You started with Blu-ray.
No, I know DVDs. I just never knew that people were putting this type of music on DVDs.
Yeah, there was no YouTube. I don't remember anything like that.
It's mad to think
there was
about
no reason to go on a computer at the stage.
Was about.
I wasn't even on that then. it was bad still. Brought porn into it.
No, my parents are Nigerian. They got us a PC early because they saw it as educational.
Yeah.
Well,
a mistake.
If you watch porn, it still was educational.
Gynecology. But so who are you feeling at the moment not necessarily only in Birmingham, but just in the scene in general?
In the UK scene.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people doing good stuff, you know.
Absolutely.
There's I don't know, like,
is there anyone you've got your eye on to work with then?
That would be telling.
Oh,
like
serious.
Things like that. Yeah, I like that to happen, like just organically.
I hear that.
It's just forced, it don't even real. Feeling wise, though, obviously there's the main ones, your Giggs's and that. You get what I'm saying? At the moment, I'm probably listening to a bit of K-Trap and Heady One at the moment.
Yeah, Heady's flying. He's busting at the moment.
Yeah. Obviously, there's loads more in it. I listen to all kinds of music, so that's a weird question for me, man. Hard to answer.
Okay, what's a surprising genre of music that people might not think you listen to, or a song even?
I still listen to a lot of West Coast old stuff, 04, 03, Bay Area kind of
G-funk
music.
Shit.
Yeah, old school, man. Hollow Tip and that.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
The and old burner and that. And
Did they inspire you to any degree as well when it comes to your own music?
Basically, it was more when I was young, obviously I got Caribbean parents as well, so I got a lot of Supercat and old kind of people like that.
Sean Paul before Sean Paul.
That's who
Supercat is to me.
Yeah, the real Sean Paul. But I can't really, I can't even compare him to Sean Paul, man. He was a sound, man. Obviously, Sean Paul's more with the vibes than that, you get what I'm saying?
He's a pop star, isn't he?
Basically. Everlasting one, though. I don't even know how old he is.
I was thinking that the other day.
Yeah.
My man has done he had a very kind of underground dancehall reputation at one point when it was Ragga before Bashman
The 90s and that.
Right. Yeah. Then obviously he bust Gimme the Light, global
game
hit,
changer,
right? My man's still doing songs with Dua Lipa.
Trust
how
me.
How old is that?
Bangers after bangers, man. Bangers after bangers.
I think he's about 100.
I think he's 45.
Yeah. He's 45. Yeah, he is 45. 45.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I thought he was older, to be honest.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did.
Because he's been around for, like, even he's been around forever, man.
Voices never change. Like, I swear he's just releasing.
He just changed the hair. Like, sometimes he's got braids, sometimes bald. Like, yeah, man.
He's done well to stay relevant for that amount of time now with so many generations.
That's the thing. Arguably, he's done it bigger than Shaggy. Who, do you know what
I
mean? I'd say arguably Sean Paul's bigger than Shaggy.
Yeah.
But I think that Shaggy's got
that banger though. Yeah, he's got the formula.
And Shaggy's nang because Shaggy just releases songs every decade.
Just one song. That's all he is. You have one song that good.
Rolls with it.
It's done. Apart from that, now it's with Sting, isn't it? Now he's releasing albums with Sting.
Have you heard that?
I don't know how to feel about it.
Neither do I.
Because I get it. Sting, the Police were massively influenced by reggae. I get it. But it's just Shaggy and Sting, really.
It don't feel right, does it?
Nah.
It's like when they made that little super group, Damian Marley, Mick Jagger, Will.i.am, I think.
Yeah.
I miss
just this weird mix. I don't think it lasted very long.
I think they all
looked at each other and were like, wait a minute, what the fuck are we doing?
I don't remember that.
Mick Jagger, Will.i.am, I remember that.
I remember Damian Marley. Mental thing, I swear they had, it was Mick Jagger, Will.i.am. I'm sure Damian Marley was involved somehow. And then someone else. I think it was like a four-piece super.
Are you not thinking about Damian Marley and Nas?
No, definitely not. This is post Damian Marley and Nas.
And Shaggy. Was Shaggy in it as well?
Probably. Shaggy's in literally everything.
Once a decade he goes up.
But you've got some good collabs on this project. You've got Mez.
He's
sick.
He's
Mez.
Brilliant.
Reminds me of like back in the day, like emceeing without care and just going off the energies and the flows and that, man. Yeah, man.
Really charismatic grime MC, that kid. But let's, without further ado, get into a song. Do you know what we are going
to
play?
We're going to play Cashflow.
Okay, I'd be really honoured if you would introduce the tune for us.
Yeah, man. Cashflow, produced by OH91, featuring Mez and C4. Off Mr. Hazem. Trust me.
Joke, man, that's not me. Do bare shows and stack VIP. Right now, man's on an all-time high. Just like Cash putting on TT. Olders try put a line on me. I left that for Marcel and Riley. New team, not for me. Rather get the wickedest team. Half key, car key, big key, RMP. Think you're bumping me, but you can't take anything from me. If you want a tip, you should wear Nike. Cause you don't suit Gucci. But my name is a cold shot. All that I ever do is MC.
Man, no, don't make sense if you don't make dough. Don't make down mess up your cash flow. Can't make man mess up your cash flow. Said I got those, but that's cash flow. Large up my Don J, one lock to the pen. Them man know about cash flow. When I never had no money was low. Man had to get the cash flow. Man had to make the cash flow. Man had to make the cash flow. When I never had no money was low. Man had to make the cash flow. Man had to get the cash flow. Man had to get the cash flow. When I never had no money was low. Man had to get the cash flow. Hayes and Brooks, yeah man I got those. Liz and Smith, yeah man I got both. Watch out though, cause I rob bandos. Man no. It's all fuckers now, y'all know. But no, I ain't spending money on hoes. Smash the NS3. Back roads, back into trap mode. Hop in the postcode. Man landed with load. Bobby B go ammo, coke and crack stone. Feds raided my home. So I had to get off the ends just like Django. Stress on my head just like Kango. Fuck it anywhere I want, man a man can go. If you need flavors like mango, I'm Mr. Hazen, man no. Don't make sense if you don't make dough. Don't make down mess up your cash flow. Can't make man mess up your cash flow. Said I got loads, but that's cash flow. Large up my Don J, one lock to the pen. Them man know about cash flow. When I never had no money was low. Man had to get the cash flow. Man had to make the cash flow. Man had to make the cash flow. When I never had no money was low. Man had to make the cash flow. Man had to get the cash flow. Man had to get the cash flow. When I never had no money was low. Man had to get the cash flow.
3 days in, what? Peak playlist, what? Put the mic and then I renamed it.
That's right.
Keep making, what? Free stream it, what? I'm like Wiley when it's beat making. Wanna make meals, I'm beat chasing.
That's right.
I got 8 balls for the remake. Think of a song that I done and the streets great. Cause I spit harder, not make it seem basic. C4, I'm a key naming. Show me the cash flow, I'm a key chasing. I'm a keep training, I'm a keep gaming. Cause I wanna fall, I don't wanna need patience. I work, my managers keep changing. Key changes all the time, beat changes. But I've been so
knowing someone's gonna re-change his slogan.
Ooh, right.
Man, no, don't make sense if you don't make dough. Don't make y'all mess up your cash flow. Can't make man mess up your cash flow. Said I got loads, but that's cash flow. Now drop my Don J1 lock to the pen, then man know about cash flow. When I never had no money was low. Man had to get the cash flow. Man had to met the cash flow. Man had to met the cash flow. When I never had no money was low. Man had to met the cash flow. Man had to get the cash flow. Man had to get the cash flow. When I never had no money was low. Man had to get the cash flow.
That's Cash Flow by Mayhem featuring Mez and C4. I actually completely forgot to even mention C4, but yeah, shout out C4 as well. It's a, it's definitely a Midlands affair. Obviously, Mez representing Nottingham and Mayhem and C4 representing Bram. After a serious tune like that, I think it's only right that we play a game, isn't it?
I think that's the only way to calm down, really.
Yeah, there's nothing like
what kind of games do you lot play then?
Well, just like fun
you're about
games,
to find
you know?
Out. You're about okay, to find okay. out. Okay, so we generally have a lot of games. Like Pre-Ace had one earlier, about Strawberries and Cream. Nice, but we thought, as you're in the studio and you're from Birmingham, we were going to test everyone's knowledge here of Birmingham, okay?
Okay.
So there's like, we go to a pub quiz after the show anyway, so it's nice to learn some new things, and hopefully there will be a Birmingham round tonight, because then we'll have all learned something. So, let's play a game, we called it for you, in honour of you.
Brum or Bust with Michael Payne and Mayhem on Food Bar Radio.
Where the
so,
right,
no, you are still playing it, you won't feel the identity, but you are playing it.
Brum or Bust.
Yes, so I'm going to ask you some questions. I want you to write them down, please, the answers.
Okay.
I'm going to give you three possibilities of each one. Oh, actually, do you know what? I'm not, shall I just ask you the question?
Nah, that is that sounds like some kind of, I don't know.
But you should
you
be
can't
winning
change
this one.
The rules in front of my face.
These games are ridiculous, to
don't
be fair.
Don't worry. Like, this one should be fairly easy for you.
Go on then.
So
okay.
I don't want to give you too many clues.
Pressure, pressure. Okay.
Question one. Brummy, Ozzy Osbourne.
Yeah.
Famously bit the head off what in 1982? You don't need clues for that one. Well, two people from Birmingham don't anyway, so...
Ozzy Osbourne's old man.
Yeah. That story's legendary.
What is he going to bite off?
Well, I can give you clues. I don't think I need to because two of you have definitely got it, haven't you? Yeah. You've got it, Priya, as well. No clues. Sorry, I've changed it again, mate. No clues.
Seeing me and Mayor using our hands. Covering in it.
Right, question two. Which band formed in Birmingham, not from, formed in Birmingham, recorded the title track to the 1985 James Bond theme, A View to a Kill?
1985.
You know what? It's on Christmas TV every year.
I don't watch telly. A View to a Kill.
A View to a Kill. They also
they're from Birmingham.
They were formed in Birmingham. They've collaborated with Mark Ronson, I believe, on their last album.
I don't know who that is.
It's a group.
Oh, wait. No, it can't be who I thought it was.
It's a group, and both of the words in the group are the same. Two names.
Oh.
Two words, I should say, same word twice.
Okay.
We're
big in the 80s.
Yeah.
Neuromantic.
I didn't know they were formed in Birmingham.
I didn't know. Right. Okay, number three. Which fantasy novels feature locations inspired by Birmingham?
Fantasy?
What?
I've never seen such confidence.
Novels.
And then such
fantasy novels.
Novels.
Right.
You know, like the Star Wars.
Have they had film adaptations, though?
They had a few, yeah, quite a few. There.
Wait,
big ones.
What, in Birmingham?
Yeah.
So what, the
inspired
location?
Inspired by Birmingham.
Oh no, I can only think of Harry Potter.
Me too. But I don't know how
I'm
trying to figure out the link.
Well, write down Harry Potter then. That is a fantasy novel. But there's been a few more that are well known ones.
Fuck it, I'm gonna go.
Okay. My paper, like, this answer sheet looks mad right now. I'm like adding, crossing out, like, it's mad, yeah.
If there's something you definitely don't know, I can give a clue for it. Okay. In 2022, Birmingham will be hosting which sporting competition?
Stop trying to cheat.
I'm not trying to do that. I'm looking at my phone, bro. I'm trying to work out. He's got it.
No cheating.
2022.
Oh, I got this one.
Who's got this one?
Me.
Oh, nice. Priya's got it. Mayhem, you feeling confident about this?
Fuck it, I'm going to go.
You're not, okay. Okay, question five. What was the result in the last second city derby, brackets, football matches between Aston Villa and Birmingham City? That's obviously for me because I don't know anything about football.
So you know the scoreline?
The actual
what was the result?
Line.
Like the goals?
Winner or loser?
Whatever you call it, the goals at the end of the match.
Yeah, the scoreline of a match.
If that's what it's called.
Involving teams
scoreline.
That I don't fucking support.
I don't know, yeah. Well, if you know. Yes.
So where was it? Birmingham and Aston Villa, yeah. What was the scoreline in the last match?
Yeah, the scoreline.
I don't remember.
I've learned something today, like what a scoreline is. So that's nice. just what are the goals at the end of the match? Who?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, who do you
Can you not say who won?
I've got it on here. I know. I need the result. I need the result.
The result's fine. Someone won. Oh, someone lost.
There'll be a bonus point.
The score's too hard.
There'll be a bonus point if you get the score. Mental. There's an extra point there to play for. Okay, and finally, I have to give you clues on this one. Which of these famous food items is not from Birmingham? Okay, is it Weetabix, Cadbury's chocolate, or HP sauce?
It's not from Birmingham.
Very confident there all round. So number one, question one was Brummy Ozzy Osbourne famously bit the head off what in 1982? Please tell me what you have for Mayhem first.
I've got a chicken.
Yeah, that's not a bad answer actually.
I got a bat.
What did you have?
I got a bat.
It was a bat.
It was a bat.
I remember
that
now you've said it. It's one of those ones.
Yeah, alright. Which band formed in Birmingham recorded the title track to the 1985 James Bond theme of You Two Kill? Yeah. What did you get?
ABBA.
That's what I said. The band. That is Who'd a better name.
For? ABBA stands for a Birmingham based band.
Yeah, it's true, technically.
It's not ABBA.
They're Swedish.
Yeah.
Nah, you know what it was? When you said like it was the same words,
yeah,
I thought like.
Forwards and backwards.
Yeah.
No, I see what you're saying.
I quite like that.
That is
good. Who'd you go for?
You threw me off.
I've got Duran Duran.
Nice, 2 points. Yes. More points for the non Birmingham residents.
Nah. Yeah, we're rubbing in.
Okay, which fantasy novels feature locations inspired by Birmingham? You thought you knew this one, didn't you?
I had two, but I didn't know.
Pick one.
Have your strongest.
I went Harry Potter.
Okay, and what did you?
My other one was that Peaky Blinders thing, but I didn't know if it was a fantasy.
It's not. I mean, it's not real.
JK video.
So did you have Harry? Did you have Harry Potter?
I had Lord of the Rings.
And what did you have?
Harry Potter.
Well, Michael Payne. We should just call you Michael. You get a point. It's Lord of the Rings.
No, the only link I had was Middle Earth and the Midlands.
That was literally the only thing. I almost said Brookside.
But that's probably wrong. I don't know why I bought that.
Why and how Lord of the Rings?
I don't know. Just I'll find that out later. But in 2022, Birmingham will be hosting which sporting competition?
Oh my god, I put
Commonwealth.
That as well.
You had Commonwealth.
We will put Commonwealth.
A point for me.
That's the only thing we knew, innit? I didn't know any other ones.
It can't be football because that would be the UK in general.
Let's move on to football. What was the result in the last second City derby between Aston Villa and Birmingham City match thing?
All I've got is Aston Villa 1. Don't know the scoreline.
And what do you have?
It's 2-1 Aston Villa. John Terry, 83rd minute.
Okay.
So you have Aston Villa, Michael Payne. What did you have, Priya?
2-1 to Aston Villa.
Yeah, I put 2-1 to Aston Villa as well.
Are we checking this as double? Because I've got a 2-0 here. 2-0 Aston Villa win. So, which means you all get 1 point, but I'm assuming we'll double check that. So, everyone gets 1 point there.
Nice.
All right.
I don't remember where I go. Okay. And then finally, which of these famous food items is not from Birmingham? Weetabix, Cadbury's chocolate, HP sauce.
I've gone HP sauce.
Uh-huh.
Weetabix.
I've gone Cadbury's chocolate.
That's the easy one that would be Birmingham.
And it was It was 4 points for this question if you get it right.
Why?
Why?
I just decided. So what did you say, Mayhem?
Weetabix.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4. You got it right.
All of that.
Splash them.
You can go back to Birmingham.
Yeah. Victorious.
Lord of the Rings and all.
Heroes welcome through. They're going to drive with bare people clapping with badges. Imagine it now.
Boss talk.
You had us nervous.
What was it? Was it Weetabix?
Yeah, it's Weetabix.
Yeah, because HP sauce is by my school.
Okay.
And then Cadbury's is.
Interesting, because doesn't HP sauce have a London skyline on the bottle? Or am I just making that up?
Man, it's literally down the road from my school. It's in like the ghetto. And
I knew Cadbury's was like, is it Bourneville?
Yeah.
Is that where it's
based? No, but it's in Birmingham though.
Birmingham. Is Bourneville part of Birmingham?
It's the area.
I always knew that. Okay. But I didn't know.
Maybe it's a Birmingham skyline on the bottle. The HP.
Yeah, you were just hating and trying to like put other stuff there.
I was definitely projecting when I was triggered.
Oh, it is actually. It does have Big Ben there. That's interesting. It's weird, isn't it?
Probably it's a Little Ben.
London colonizers, isn't it? Londoners are just colonizers.
Trust me.
It looks better with a London skyline. Man, just put the ball ring on it, man, and done with it. It's got the royal warrant as well. Yeah. That's probably why.
That's what I'm saying.
Fully appropriated Birmingham culture, didn't
you?
Peak. Thank you so much for coming in and joining us, though, Mayhem.
Man. Proper things.
Very, very proud of you for winning that game.
Yeah,
you know, man. Sound more like you get me like like a loser if you want.
No. We like to see artists come on our show and do well, you know.
And be able to return to their home county.
Exactly.
With pride.
Head held high and all
county,
that.
County, you know. That's how you just small down.
I did just say that.
Is it county within a city or is it
the other way around? It's Birmingham. What's the county then?
City within a county. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. County's bigger than.
Yeah.
Oh, because county's like the West Midlands.
County's
isn't it?
There you go. Big,
yeah,
right.
But I'm from Birmingham. I'm not from like Derby.
Just a city.
City then. City.
It's good. Yeah, it's good to send you back to your city and have you. You can say things with your chest.
Yeah, man. Sick with chest.
But once again, thanks for joining us. Before you go, let people know where they can find you on all the socials, and also when the new music's out, bro.
Mayhem NODB on everything. Check out the new website as well, www.ministryofmayhem.co.uk. Nice. And just check out Mr. Hazem, the CD. New stuff coming out soon. Yeah, just keep your eyes open, man.
Big up. Once again, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, man. Thanks, yeah, man.
Well, let's get into a song, and when we come back, we'll have another chat.
Coasting on the pitch, three guns get roasted. They might not want to take part today, but in the end, they get roped in. I turn cold in a split second quicker than water could be frozen. Wish I was a basketballer, I would dunk in your face like DeMar DeRozan. Some man's dreams have sunk right to the bottom of the ocean. Before I was two-speed, but right now, man are in four-wheel motion. Said your new song was a bomb, but when you dropped it, there weren't no explosion. God said, Wiley, step over here because you've been chosen. Coasting, coasting. If it's not all you, you start soaking. Balloon Mafia, we get the bulking. The parcel, the package, the old thing. Bringing up Wiley to get in the dance. Best advice, don't phone him. I send a signal out with no words like Echo the Dolphin. If you never had a cigar, I won't hold nothing against you. All I'm saying is you missed that on the games I could have lent you. Sometimes I didn't do all of the things I know that I was meant to. Down point, didn't always get to the clubs I was sent to. Big ship, sail across seas. I work a lot to make enough peas. Whenever people wanna get nosy, tell them relax and mind your bee's knees. Yeah, I'm on the Cali bud now, but I still give props to the lemon and cheese. My aim in the dance is have a good time, then breeze. I'll be like, please, coasting, floating. I'm not fading away like erosion. Keep going like I've had a magic potion. Meditating now, my mind's open. Started a label with Logan. CTA is the slogan. I get the flows in my head, then I flip them and fold them. Get them tight in my head and I mold them. I get snappy, grime in my soul. When you hear me, I don't sound tacky. Vibes galore ever since my arrival. I met my pagans, I met my rivals. Still got time for the booth when I land. I got the skills, there's proof in the brand. There's a world out there, so I wanna expand. All the way up, it's already been planned. So, thriving, thriving. I'm in charge of the shit that I'm driving. All of the kicks and the snares, them rolling. All of the swears, them gliding. This is the essence of the whole thing. Lyrics and rhythms colliding. When I hear what I'm being told, I'll be like, that ain't surprising. Thriving, thriving. I'm in charge of the shit that I'm driving. All of the kicks and the snares, them rolling. All of the swears, them gliding. This is the essence of the whole thing. Lyrics and rhythms colliding. When I hear what I hear, when I'm being told, I'll be like, that ain't surprising. The last time I killed them freestyles, bro, I didn't do no vids. Studio man, just because I was a studio kid, that's what the studio did. Train a man highly, that's what the gift was. I made the fans excited like it's Christmas. It won't take long, I get the swing of it. I bust a bottle of Ciroc, have a swig of it. Bars for days, got bars for nights. I got bars that I brewed, they be starting fights, yeah. I got bars for all those occasions where you might spray bars at your pagans. Bars for days, got bars for nights. I got bars that I brewed, they be starting fights. Got bars for all those occasions where you might spray bars at your pagans.
Thank you indeed. Thank you, Z-Dot and Wiley, for that song.
No, it's appreciated. It's nice to say thank you, actually.
It is. You know, I think that we should do that more.
Well, after every song, if we like it, we go,
thank you for your artistic expression.
Or if we don't like it, we go, no, thank you.
After you've done listening to the whole song. Nah, not for me, thanks. Yeah, that's what you should do. If we like the song, we should tell people what it is.
Yeah.
If we don't, then you're like,
just go, no, thank you, and move on. Yeah, move on.
So, yes, thank you, Z-Dot and Wiley, for your artistic expression. Let's get into this story because it's weird as fuck. Literally weird as fuck. Mm. A woman
has been impregnated by a squid after she ate raw seafood with organs still attached. A 63-year-old from South Korea required immediate medical attention after her tongue was inexplicably inseminated by a raw squid.
What? She got pregnant through her tongue?
That's what I... What?
Can that happen? I'm scared now.
The woman had eaten a squid without cooking it or properly removing its sexual organs. Mm. After biting down, she felt a sharp pain in her mouth. Doctors found 12 small, white, spindle-shaped, bug-like sperm bags embedded in her tongue and gums. Mm. It appears that eating the sperm bags of the squid can lead to intentional ejaculation. It is thought the sperm was looking for a soft place to embed, but doctors have no idea how they managed to do so in the gums.
That is mad.
What the hell? Well, have you ever eaten squid? Because I haven't.
I've eaten
squid. I have.
Have you cooked it?
Of course you've had squid.
Crispy squid, isn't it?
Even calamari.
Oh, yeah, I've had calamari, but I haven't cooked it myself. So I wouldn't know to remove sexual organs either.
Yeah, me neither.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's why I don't cook. I think that's why I decided I'd never cook. Yeah, I don't want to get pregnant in my mouth.
I think that story's true. Can't be true, can it?
Well, I don't know how she... impregnated. I don't think she can't be pregnant, but there are sperm bags in her tongue. I didn't know that that they had bug-like sperm bags in them either, squid. And also, I think if you did eat a sperm bag, I think it would be intentional ejaculation because you've just burst a sperm bag. I don't know what else it could be.
A bag of spunk.
And they've got a lot, you know. This squid had 12. You know 12 sperm bags.
Poor lady, man. There you go. No squid. Or cook it first.
Cook your shit, man, because you'll get, there's so much stuff that's...
I wonder how she knew. Did she have cravings and stuff? And was like, oh, I really fancy some mad food. And like, oh, gosh, okay. And then... I feel like, okay, so I've never eaten a squid. I have eaten calamari, but I've never eaten a squid as a squid.
I never will now.
No, me neither. That's really put me off.
Jazz cravings like plankton. weird sea bacteria.
Oh my god! Well, because I don't fancy any of that sort of thing. Would you cook a squid? Like octopus? I don't fancy that either.
No. I love me.
Is it?
Oh, I fucking love that stuff. Do you not like it?
No. I don't think so. I think I only tried it once, but I didn't like it.
You didn't like it, no.
Nah. I can understand why people. You know, it's weird looking and it's cracking.
Yeah.
Isn't it? It's just eating
it's
like a
slimy
tentacled.
And like,
you know, but it's delicious.
I've got to try.
I ate it a lot in Barcelona. Yeah,
they like it there. Octopus.
Yeah.
I think I wouldn't. Maybe I'd eat it if it was not attached to the actual octopus. They were just cutting off a leg or something.
Yeah.
They have legs, do they? Octopuses.
You can get a whole.
You can get a whole one. You put a whole thing in your mouth, innit?
Yeah.
No.
There's I went to a restaurant in Soho. I can't remember what it's called. Really good, and it's a tapas restaurant. But I just got a massive, huge octopus tentacle, and it was nice.
Oh, it was nice.
It was
okay.
Beautiful.
It was cooked though, so it wasn't slimy, right?
Yeah. It was definitely cooked.
Wow. Tastes like chicken. Most things do, don't they?
Yeah, that's what it tells. How does it taste, chicken?
No, it tastes like octopus. There's nothing I can't.
Serious?
I've had snail before.
Yeah.
I've had snail before.
I'm into
and
that.
It's similar.
Nice.
For me, but chewier.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've eaten a pigeon.
Have you?
Yeah.
What?
In it Scotland, pissed me off. Annoyed me.
It was in Trafalgar Square. See how you like it.
God damn you. No, it was in it was like a wood pigeon. I don't know. Then it was in a pub. And I was like, oh, let me try some pigeon. It was all right. But it didn't taste dissimilar to chicken either.
Had it been served at the pub, or was it just a pigeon that just strayed into the pub garden?
It flew in. And we all hated it. And I was like, I want to eat that pigeon.
Yeah,
so
you looked at all your mates.
Cook it for me now.
Technically, it's in the pub, right?
Exactly.
I just cooked it on the
you
pub fire. Roasted it myself on the fire in there. It was nice.
Is anyone eating squirrel?
I've never had squirrel.
I just wondered, that's like
a
delicacy.
It's a delicacy in some places.
Is it?
Yeah, I think so.
But in the deep south?
Yeah, where roadkill is.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Alongside seagulls.
Yes.
I would eat a
little
seagull.
Smorgasbord of all the annoying animals, isn't it?
Yeah.
All together.
Be brilliant. Yeah.
Buffet.
A little buffet, seagull, pigeon, squirrel, not octopus, because they're not annoying.
Wasps, I'd eat them.
Wasps, I'd smash them.
Get them straight on there. Mm. But if you eat a seagull, my thing is that, my concern is that because they just eat anything, there'll be so much disgusting stuff in them.
Yeah. I can't imagine,
fox.
There's a fox in them. I'd eat a fox.
Badger.
Would you?
Yeah, I reckon. They annoy me as well. I just want to eat things. Well, I don't know why. I'm going to eat things.
I don't know if you get very much meat off a fox.
No, you wouldn't actually. Just fur,
skinny.
A Surrey fox. I'd eat a Surrey fox.
Yeah,
they look quite
healthy.
A Surrey fox.
It's got to be bushy tailed.
I've got a family of foxes in my garden right now.
Oh.
Liberty. I'm scared to come home. I'm scared to leave the house.
Mental. Oh my that's God, their really? House it's like
now. That's what I'm saying. It's like the seagulls. They're just taking over. Like honestly, I come back at like 11 p.m., 12 o'clock, and there's like six or seven kids, cubs, whatever you want to call them, and the mother. But I'm just always concerned that like, if I step on a kid, the mother's just gonna fuck me up.
Yes, she
so
is.
Like, I
she
like
is.
Peg it into the house. Like, keys already out. So I don't have to waste time. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's a nightmare.
I think you should get security to walk you home, get you through the door safely.
Yes, for
get
real.
A security guard. I would definitely do that.
I make friends with George Clooney. He knows.
He knows what to do.
He knows. He runs the foxes.
He does. He runs the things. Foxes. He runs them. Yeah.
They definitely recognise his voice, surely. Because I'm sure foxes go to cinema. They go
do,
everywhere.
They do, yeah.
Oh yeah.
I've seen foxes in shopping centres and shit. Yeah, you know what I mean? So I'm sure they know George Clooney's voice by now.
Because he played fantastic, Mr. Fox.
Exactly.
I get it.
Old time Wes Anderson.
Yeah.
Let's get into another interesting story,
okay,
shall we? Who's up next, actually? It's quite Callum McSwiggan, mm-hmm. but who's his special guest now?
Yeah, you just find that story for one sec. Because I know,
it.
I saw,
Natalie, Natalie usually knows the guest off
know,
by heart.
I do know. Oh, for God's sake, please shout into my ear. Becky Krull. I knew Krull. It. Thank God. What it says here on the screen is, llama is delicious too, Becky Krull.
I know.
So I think his guests are, he's got Llama is Delicious and two, Becky Krull. He's got two guests on the show tonight.
Llama is Delicious.
Which sounds like a good name.
What a great rap name.
Isn't it? Llama is...
Okay, let's get into this story real quick. Mm-hmm. I said, liquid poo rains on a woman and son sitting in a car. That's all I've got as a headline.
Good.
A woman in Kelowna, British Columbia, it's all happening in British Columbia right
Trust
now,
me.
Said that last month her and her son were sitting at a red light when suddenly liquid feces came pouring through the roof. Mm. Susan Allen recalled, while we were sitting there, our car was inundated with liquid poo falling from the sky. I had it on my face, down my shirt, my entire car, and the vehicles beside us were all covered in it. They said the timing seemed to coincide with a passenger plane flying overhead, which led them to believe this is where it had come from. Kelowna International Airport confirmed that it likely came from one of three planes that had been flying overhead in the form of what is known as blue ice. This is when the sewage tanks on the plane malfunction and allows some of it to leak. Oh. The liquid then freezes and sticks to the outside of the aircraft before possibly unlodging and falling to the ground. Alan says she now has conjunctivitis.
Both eyes.
I shouldn't laugh. I really shouldn't laugh.
That's the least I would expect from poo in the eye,
I mean?
Really.
Which she blames on the poo. Logically.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You're not going to need a second opinion on that.
Let's just sit down to what it could be. So
what happened
poo,
earlier today?
What else?
Oh, yeah, got covered in poo.
That has
to be what it is. Yeah.
She wants to claim compensation. She also wants the party responsible to clean her car. It was a party.
A party of poo. Just flying.
Interesting party.
I've heard about poo parties, so that's great.
She said we used bleach and peroxide.
Not
in
your eye. That's why she's
that
got conjunctivitis. It's true. In her eye.
Oh, this is
brilliant. Then we just covered it with perfume, so now it smells like Calvin Klein one. That's
brilliant.
A sick advert for CK1.
Honestly.
All I got from that was buy CK1.
Yeah. I need to get... Well, I feel like... Again, like they said, the timing seemed to coincide with a plane overhead. If it wasn't that plane, how do you think you got liquid poo if it wasn't
it's
a plane?
Yeah.
What would it be?
It's so true. There was a lot of detective work going on in British Columbia that day.
But it's really
that
obvious what happened.
Can you imagine how much that fucks up your day?
Oh my God.
Never mind day, my warmth would be gone for that. Yeah. I wouldn't be able to cope with that if I had poo.
I think a lot of people would have been feeling schadenfreude that, because I've noticed, I don't know what it's like in British Columbia, but I know what it's like in Britain. And I was driving around with my friend the other day. He drives a Ferrari, a convertible. And the amount of people that took up the opportunity to be a dickhead to us was unreal.
Serious?
Unreal.
Doing what?
Unreal. Just coming up to us at the lights and saying passive aggressive stuff to him just because he was driving a Ferrari.
Oh.
Like, it was mental. It was actually, every time we stopped, someone would say something.
Was the
He's like, mind your fucking business,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, look at the road. Like, people are saying stuff from their cars that a guy cycles up to him with, like, he's, don't know why, but he's cycling, eating a baguette, right? And he cycles up to Priya. I'm sorry, not to Priya. His name is Essan. Sorry, I'm looking at Priya, so I'm saying his name. He cycles up to Essan, who's driving the Ferrari. Just like effectively just spitting his food all over Essan because he's leaning into the fucking car and he's on his bike and he's trying to be funny going, I'll race you on my bike and stuff, and he's just spitting bits of baguette all over. And I was just thinking, like, I can imagine then
that had we been in a position where poo had fallen out of the sky, we'd have had no sympathy.
Was the
roof down on the car?
Did it go quickly
back up when people were spitting baguette at you?
No, well, you can't. You got to put it on manually. It's not even. It's a classic. It's a 335. It's Ferrari F355 or 335. One of them. So it's a manual convertible.
Okay.
So it's, you've got to get out of the car and. Yeah. Get the roof out from behind the seats.
I've never thought about it, but you know what? I've been that person looking at the Ferrari and thought they were a dickhead.
Don't act on it though, do you?
No, I never act on it, but I always just look at it and think, like, it's obviously part jealousy and part you'll be like, you're quite flash.
It's a very flash thing to own, and I think yes, of course, you know that you're in London, so technically you don't need a car that goes that fast.
Is that why people think you're a dickhead?
Definitely,
you've got a fast car.
Definitely, 100%.
It's because the car think you're a dickhead.
They do. But keep it to yourself.
Yeah.
I see people driving. I go to Knightsbridge sometimes. I see all gold Range Rovers.
Trust.
Yeah, I literally say, I don't go to the driver and say some shit.
Yeah.
No.
You know? Keep my thoughts to my fucking self, right? Yeah. So, but like I said, I can imagine if someone was in a flashy convertible, especially if it was a convertible, and something happened because they had the roof down, people would be
I'm loving it. My Instagram's coming out.
Yeah.
Exactly. I'm sharing it.
It's true. I'm surprised we're hearing about this by reading about it.
But the liquids.
I can't believe I never saw this on the Instagram discovery page. Do you know what I mean?
I always thought when the planes, I thought it was, I didn't realise it was liquid. I've heard about like blocks of ice poo falling down, which is what it said there with blue ice. I've never heard of liquid falling out of a plane.
It must have heated up through on the way sky.
Oh my god!
Yeah, it melted. You know, like
melted,
when things enter the atmosphere, it's
lovely.
Just got the fire around it. It's like it makes the noise that they put in the Hollywood movies, and I can imagine poo entering the atmosphere.
What made me laugh the most is how, like, everywhere it went, my face, my shirt, and the entire, like, how much poo is that? Like,
that's a lot of poo.
It's a lot of poo on that front.
And the car's next to her as well. But she's the only one that got conjunctivitis.
It's because she was the only one in a convertible.
That's
what happened with conjunctivitis. You get it. I bet she rubbed the poo in.
I'd have panicked.
I reckon she was probably the only one in a convertible as well.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
They were probably aiming it for her then.
Even the pirate was like, look at that dickhead down there.
Let's get her.
Time to perfection, you
the
know.
The accident.
Mental. And you notice there were three planes as well. Yeah. It's like they sent out like, three
planes. Don't worry if we missed it the first time. We've got two other goes.
That's fucked up.
Funny, it only happens to convertibles.
Honestly. Mm. That's definitely a deterrent to driving around in a convertible.
And I would say Calvin Klein also excellent as a new Febreze.
Congratulations.
You know why
I think this is a sponsored story.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. The real winner is Calvin Klein one, you know.
What's on Calvin?
Them classic fragrances there. Honestly, that was amazing. Let's get into a song now. When we come back, maybe we'll get into one more story before we go.
Me and my friend.
That's the very bouncy Heart by S4U that you just heard on Fubar Radio. I'm of course Michael Payne. I'm here for another 15 minutes. I'm joined by my special guest co-host Priya Crooks.
Hello.
Founder of Strawberries and Cream Festival, now in its fourth year.
Yeah.
And already enlisting headliners like T-Pain. You've had Nelly, you've had Shaggy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So this isn't nothing new. You get superstars. This is
we're trying, but you know what it is? We need to be. We're very aware of the size of Wireless and Love Box, and we're independent. We've got an average age of 23, so we just can't book anyone that's really on those lineups in terms of the headliners.
Of course.
So next year, I think we're going to try and do something like 50 Cent or Missy.
Eminem. Sorry, what?
We can't afford Eminem.
No, we'll do a discount.
I hope so.
And get Royce would be good, actually.
Royce da 5'9"
would be good. We had him on the show a few weeks ago.
Did you?
Nice guy.
We did an extensive phoner interview. It was quite long, wasn't it?
It was quite long.
Had a good chat.
So what was he like?
Very, very, very cool.
Very
I can
cool.
imagine.
You know what I mean? As he would be.
He said, I've done a lot with my life, but what I really wanted to do is play a festival in Cambridge. It was really weird.
Did he say that during the interview?
This craving for like fruits and dairy products.
It's mental.
I think he's basically weaning himself. Like he's just trying to, he's just full force trying to get rid of his lactose intolerance.
Send
him my way, mate. If he wanted to play, he'd be more than welcome, man. Will Smith, we thought about as well.
Oh, that would be amazing.
Yeah, do you know what I mean?
But he's had too many
someone
hits as well.
Throwback, someone just fun. Do you know what I mean?
Will Smith, maybe, because he played in Blackpool last year.
Did he?
Mariah Carey's. Is it Mariah Carey that's doing it this year? And I keep wondering, how are they selling into them Blackpool? What are they saying to Will
on
Smith?
Unreal.
I mean, not that Blackpool's not
them,
a great place.
They're showing them a photo of the tower, and they're pretending it's Paris.
Yeah.
That's how they're roping them in. They're making the pilots like, you know, go around the houses a little bit, innit?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or fly over Paris and then, like, knock them out. And then they'll wake up and think they're in Paris. They'll see the Blackpool Tower.
Like, think,
I'm clearly in Paris.
Straight out, do the show.
Of course I'll do the gig. But, I can't even talk. I'm that excited. How can people get tickets? Are there even tickets left? I'm hoping it's sold
out. We have sold 90% of tickets. So I think the capacity this year is 11,000.
Wow.
So we're nearly there.
Yeah.
www.strawberriesandcream.com
and creams with two E's, isn't it?
Creams with two E's, because when we was 18 and we did a little festival for 800 people, Creamfield hit us up and said, that's our name, and they were like, let's play games.
Okay.
And we were like, we're 18, there's £4 in our bank account, we'll change our name.
And what happened to Creamfield?
Yeah, for real.
Why is it,
actually, it's still going.
I went
with Hugh Joseph.
Oh, you did.
One time, and I spent longer on the train to Liverpool than I did at Creamfields Festival.
Are you serious?
You interviewed someone there, didn't you?
I interviewed basically about 8 people, and that's all I did at that festival.
And just went.
Didn't watch a single act.
No. Why? You didn't like it?
It's not my bag.
Yeah,
not my bag at all.
Maybe one day,
and cream all day.
Thank
man.
You. Maybe one day they'll give me my A back, but it's there. So
yeah. For now, keep that A.
Tickets on the website, £45, and just like follow us on the Instagram, Strawberries and Cream with two E's, and S&C Fest on Twitter. And yeah, come down, man. It's in 10 days' time. 22 degrees at the moment. Fingers crossed. Cool. Touch woods.
Yeah.
It's going to be a vibe.
Last year was a scorcher.
29 degrees.
It was a scorcher.
Can I just add, I spent the whole time with my top off. I was one of those guys at the festival.
You had to be, otherwise you could have died.
Yeah. Honestly.
It was hot.
It was stifling
good though,
at some point.
You could eat anything that day and not gain weight because you're sweating so much. And also had lovely pores afterwards because you sweated out all the toxins.
Yeah.
Great for the skin.
We had like a tent, and we got a tent this year, but like last year the tent, it was almost like impenetrable. It was 36 degrees inside that tent.
Greenhouse.
What's the weather
Should have
forecast?
Brought some plants.
It's 22, I think.
Much
23
better.
Degrees.
Much better. Everyone likes cooler. 22.
Do you reckon?
Yeah. God, that's perfect.
I think
for
especially if people remember last year.
Yeah.
There'll be stories. You know, people will be complaining it's hot, and the whole festival will be like, shut the fuck.
Yeah.
You want to see my near last year. Your plastic fan.
Trust me.
Yeah. Fuck out of here.
I was sweating at 7 a.m, man. It was too hot.
No, 22 is ideal because when I go to a festival, you're like, I like to put a jacket or something on in the evening. It's normal. That one, you have no clothes on, you'd still be too hot.
I was butt naked when I walked out. I had all my clothes over my shoulder. Just had my trainers on.
Yeah, it was
mental.
Because
you never get your feet out.
I had a man bag and my trainers on and my clothes over my shoulder.
You know what I mean?
It's mental.
22 degrees, but it'll be good. So tickets still available. come join the fun.
Yes, yes, do it. Okay, we have only 10 minutes left of this show. I will obviously be back next week.
Yeah.
And I will have another special guest co-host with me.
Oh, you've got the Rupert from the Beatbox Collective coming in.
Sick.
Wicked. Nice, brilliant. Rupert, yeah, brilliant. Yeah.
Can I just say, guys, thank you very much for having me on the show.
Come on. No, thank you. You've been brilliant. And you will be back.
Thank you.
We just discussed
it. Yeah, I want to come back.
It's been a pleasure and a privilege to have you. And yeah, we definitely welcome you.
I got worried earlier when Priya called before the show because he said he was in an alley. And I was like, oh no, we've lost him to the alley.
What's happened?
Where's the alley?
He's not made it.
No, but you made it out the alley. So
thank
that's
you.
Good.
For real, for real. Speaking of making it out, this brings us on to our next story, our last story for the day. I saw this actually online. So I don't know if you heard about the man who got sued to move out of his parents' house.
Yeah.
And then called the police on his dad.
We did, because when the Manor were in, they were very interested in that story because all three were living with their parents. Johnny's just moved out to live with his girlfriend. Danny's parents got so annoyed with him living here, they left and moved to another country.
No way.
Left him the house. And Scotty just moved back home. So it's very appropriate for them living with parents.
For real, for real.
Yeah.
It's guys, you know, in London, it's actually more sensible to live with your parents.
Is, yeah.
If they're about, do it, you know. It's so hard to get on the property ladder.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's almost an impossible feat for a lot of people. So back in the day, you know, when you were, when I was a teenager, it was like a badge of honour to have moved out.
Trust
and stuff. And I was like, you do that. I actually live in my parents live in Shoreditch. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
I'm staying at home for as long as possible. Do you know what I mean?
And that's why you still live at home.
That is why I still live at home.
Yeah.
Still bunk up with my parents, actually.
Is that not difficult, though, when you are, you know, when you're younger, with dating, in that bringing people home with parents? I can't
have been
that.
Yeah, the thing is, not just my parents being there, but I've got four sisters. I was the only boy, so I didn't really want to do that.
So I'm exactly the same,
right?
And I live at home now as well.
Yeah, right. And I didn't want that to be the impression that my sisters had of me, that I always had a different girl around.
Right, but even if it was the same girlfriend or boyfriend, isn't that still a bit, I don't know, you live at home, you tell us, and bringing a partner home.
It's almost as if Mark and I are the same person right now. I'm the same thing. There's a different girl.
Yeah.
I think if there was one lovely lady who I really got on with.
Yeah.
It's a conversation I'm willing to have. Absolutely. with the fan, but not at the moment.
I compartmentalise a lot, and I've done so since I was a kid. So,
until then, it's just Travel Lodge.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Travel Lodge by the hour.
Yeah. Or if you know, if you're lucky, like back then, obviously, when I was living with parents and single,
shared.
It would be a Holiday Inn Express.
Holiday Inn.
Is that you?
Yeah.
When I was dripping in swag, when I had some sauce, you know, I take them to a little Holiday Inn Express.
It's annoying that, you know, it really is like that, and I'm ready to move on. Even though I could just say now, the property that is a nightmare. I'm gonna figure out a way to do something, because I think, like, you know, I want to meet girls.
Yeah.
Have a good time.
Yeah.
I mean, you could. Do you mean getting a mortgage? Because you could rent.
Nah, yeah, I'm going to rent.
Definitely
no
mortgage. Mortgage is like impossible now, isn't it, really, for anybody?
Mental.
But yeah.
Absolutely mental. So, back to this guy, Michael Rotondo. He's the 30-year-old man who was sued by his parents after he refused to move out of his family home, which he had lived in for 8 years, and was ordered by a judge to move out ASAP. So the update is, Michael officially moved out on the 2nd of June. However, this was not before he called the police on his parents. He tried to get back into the house to retrieve a box of Lego he claims belongs to his son, who he recently lost custody of. The police arrived to settle the dispute, and Michael got his Lego. So his dad Lego of the Lego. Michael was living in an Airbnb before moving in with a distant cousin.
He can't even leave that court. He has to move in with a distant cousin, because no other cousins wanted him. It had to be a distant one.
This in part has been helped by the $3,000 he was given by right-wing media personality and conspiracy theorist Alex Jones. Not to be confused with Alex James of Blur.
No. or Alex Jones, who presents The One Show, the Welsh lady that does The One.
Of
She's
course.
Alex Jones as well,
I
isn't
swear.
She? Yeah, no, not. I think not that one, no.
Interested if it was.
Depends if you get cheese.
It isn't clear what the money is for, but he did do an hour-long interview together on InfoWars, Jones's channel.
I wonder what that $3,000 was for then.
What's it going to happen? Maybe buy a very rare and old Lego set.
Yeah.
It's a bizarre story, that, you know.
$3,000?
It's a weird story.
Have you seen the guy?
Nah, what's he look like?
He looks like the type of guy that would live in his parents' basement for years.
A photo will be appearing.
He is literally the stereotypical. I swear he even had a ponytail.
Yeah, I think he does.
Yeah, I've got a visual. He's that
guy. He's that guy.
But I mean, $3,000, not unfairness to him at all. I think fair. It doesn't. Well, that would pay a couple of months' rent for someone.
But I don't understand that. Why has he been given $3,000? And who's Alex Jones?
Alex Jones is a very right wing presenter who does as a show, or InfoWars is his channel.
Yeah.
And he's a Trump supporter, and he's a very big right wing guy. And so he just kind of supports people like this. And so he's not. He's a very shouty man.
Yeah.
Not a very particularly nice man. But yeah. He would support someone like this guy who has got the look of a boy that's lived at home.
I've just seen Michael Rotondo on the screen.
Right. You don't have the look about you, Priya, yet of the Michael Rotondo.
I hope
Rotondo.
Not. I'm not there yet.
Definitely not a Michael Rotondo.
No, this has made me realise I've got to move out quick time.
Before you turn up.
I don't want this ponytail. I don't want it. I don't want any of it.
Oh, them glasses as well.
That's Alex brilliant. Jones that's on screen now. Yeah. So, it's everything you could imagine.
Everything I need to know. Fair enough.
Apologies to anyone who kind of doesn't live at home but bears a resemblance to Michael Rotondo.
Or
does live at home, that's fine, but just perhaps don't try and see your parents for a Lego set or whatever it's to move out.
Don't be sad. If you live at home, don't be stereotypical. Because the thing is, his parents sued him and told him to get. He didn't do chores around the house.
Yeah.
Like just he didn't
Lego.
Pay rent.
Paid Lego.
He was just that guy. Don't be that guy. You know, contribute. Mm. For as long as you possibly can financially, just help out in it.
Don't
be a fucking burden. Right? that's my thought of the
final
day. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that a lot.
Don't ever be a burden.
Well, I'm going home. I'm washing all the dishes. My
there
dad's going to be proud.
Yes,
I'm saying, thank Michael.
Yeah. Gonna kiss the foxes.
Get I'm the foxes inspired. To do fucking chores as well. You've got more right to be there than them. Clearly,
we're all in it together.
Absolutely. We're gonna end with a song. I'll be back next week with. With
Rupert
from the Beatbox Collective
joining
me.
Thank you for having me, man.
Thank you, Priya.
Get tickets to Strawberries and Cream Festival.
My whole world changing. There's no need to live if I can't be with you. What I did was wrong, I'm sorry. Didn't know how much I really miss you. I can see my whole world changing. There's no need to live if I can't be with you. What I did was wrong. Such a fool lately.